Well, good evening. It's good to see everyone back here this evening. If you will take your Bibles, open up to Matthew chapter 17. We're going to be reading some verses there in just a little bit. This evening, I want to talk a little bit concerning restoring our relationship with God. Now, people spend a lot of time and money trying to restore things back to the way they once were. I watch on YouTube two individuals who will go out and buy old cars that basically need to be left in the junkyard, but they will buy them, get them running, repair them, restore somewhat, and drive them. We also watch this couple who bought a World War II, this is in England, they bought an old World War II coastal warship made out of wood that had been set and left in a tidal area where most of the time it's setting in mud, and maybe a few times a month the tide gets high enough to float it. And it is so rotten you wouldn't believe, but yet they are meticulously restoring that boat back to almost new. Many times people will buy old homes and totally gut them, rebuild and restore these old homes. And at one time, I enjoyed restoring old radios that I would buy very cheaply and put in new components, clean them up, paint the cases, because I truly did enjoy that type of restoration. But the greatest restoration that we can work towards is our restoration with God and our relationship to Him. Our relationship with God was and is perhaps broken because of sin. Now, Peter, the great apostle Peter, had a great relationship with the Lord. You know, Peter truly did enjoy a close relationship with the Lord for about 3 years. Now, in Matthew chapter 17, if you've got your Bibles open there, we're going to start reading in verse 1. Matthew chapter 17, starting in verse 1. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise, and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. This is the type of relationship that Peter enjoyed with our Lord. It was a relationship to where he went with the Lord up into the mountain and witnessed his transfiguration. Literally seeing Moses and Elijah. That is the relationship that Peter had. But, you know, if we look in Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 to 37, we read this. Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. You know, Peter was invited to go with Jesus just about everywhere that he went. That is the type of a close relationship that he had. Peter was one of the leaders among the apostles. And Peter even felt so close to Jesus that he even felt that it was his duty to rebuke Jesus. Matthew 16, verses 21 through 23. And from that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee. Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. Can you imagine the hurt that Peter felt? Peter was very close to the Lord. In fact, as I stated, he was in such a relationship that he felt that it was his place to rebuke the Lord and basically say, No, this ain't going to happen. I'm not going to let it happen. But then what did Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan. That probably crushed Peter. If we go on and look at Peter's life, at one point, Peter actually rebelled against the Lord. Peter pledged that he would never fall away from the Lord, that he would never forsake him. Matthew 26, verse 33 through 35. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. You know, how many times have we said something like this? How many times have we said, That's not going to affect me? But in time, perhaps it did. Again, he says, Yet I will never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. Likewise also all the disciples. Peter basically stood there with the Lord, knowing that the time was at hand for Christ to be crucified, that he was going to be arrested and tried, and Peter's standing there and saying, Lord, if I have to die with you, I will not forsake you. And I believe that Peter believed in all of his heart that was true. Peter, you know, in his mind, it was true. He was going to die with the Lord if need be. But we know what happened. We know that Peter forsook the Lord. Peter did not just deny his Lord and friend. He insulted him by cursing and swearing that he did not even know Jesus. Matthew 26, verse 74. Remember what happened? He was standing outside. standing there by the fire, denied him once, denied him twice. Then the third time, then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. Now, as I stated, I truly do believe that Peter felt in his heart at the time when he said that he would not deny him, that he would not forsake him, Peter in his heart truly believed that he would die with the Lord if need be. But when things transpired the way they did, I don't know him. I swear to you, I don't know this man. Peter denied the Lord. Peter severed the greatest relationship one could ever enjoy. But it didn't end there. Have you ever had someone tell you that their sin was so great and so horrendous that the Lord would not forgive them? It's sad to say, but there are people like that. In fact, a gentleman, and I've said this before, that I went to preaching school with, I've talked with, he's no longer faithful. And I asked him why, and he said, because the Lord will not forgive me for what I've done. And I've tried to get him to understand that the only sin the Lord will not forgive is the one you've not repented of. But yet he refuses to accept that. What do you think would have happened if Peter, denying the Lord on the night of his betrayal, and even though Peter wept and was mournful, what if he had never repented? Peter would have been lost. But Peter was restored to the Lord. Peter confessed his love for Jesus Christ. John chapter 21, verse 17, or 15 through 17, and I'm sorry that's a little blocked off at the top there. I had to kind of redo this afternoon. But it says, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love him, or love thee. He said unto him, Feed my sheep. And he said unto him a third time, and Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? But didn't you hear what I said the first time and the second time, Lord? You know that I love you. Even though he had denied Christ on the night of his betrayal, here we see that Peter is saying, Yea, Lord, you know that I love you. And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus also said unto him, Feed my sheep. Peter acknowledged his wrong. On the night of the betrayal, he wept. He acknowledged his wrong. And Peter did obtain forgiveness. Mark 16 and verse 7. Here, but go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. This is after Jesus' resurrection. There shall ye see him, and he said unto you. If Peter had not been forgiven, do you think that it would have been told for Peter to go to Galilee? So we know Peter was forgiven. And I believe that this shows the great sympathy that Jesus had for Peter. Even though Peter denied him. Stood right there and denied Christ when he stated wholeheartedly that he would not deny him, that he would even die with him if need be. Peter had more than likely been beating himself up for his denial on the night of Jesus' betrayal. I'm sure Peter was beside himself with grief because what happened, you remember? Do you remember what happened on the third time that Peter denied Christ and the cock crowed? What does it say? He remembered what the Lord said. Don't you think that that truly hurt Peter, knowing that he basically went against what he said? How many times have perhaps we have said, I'll never do that. I will never be in that sin. There's nothing that can take place. There's nothing that anybody can do or say that's going to cause me to sin. But yet, in time, perhaps what we were so adamant about, we fall into. Again, Peter more than likely was beating himself up for his denial. But Peter, afterwards, served the Lord from that day on. If you don't believe me, take a look at Acts chapter 2. You all know what happened there, don't you? Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and basically preached the first gospel sermon. If Peter had not been forgiven, if Peter had not sought forgiveness, do you think he would have been there doing that? On the day of Pentecost, Peter was the one who stood up and preached Jesus Christ and him crucified. Peter learned from his mistake and remained faithful the rest of his life. Do we learn from our mistakes? You know, sometimes it's difficult, especially for someone who's come out of the world, to overcome their sinfulness all at once. Many times they fall back into their old pattern, their old sinful way. But hopefully, like Peter, they will feel remorse and repent and keep trying. But you know, the sad thing is, as many times as Christians, people who have been Christians for years and years and years, do we have that problem? Where we sometimes might fall into sin? Yeah, we may repent, but then we're caught into it again and again and again and again. Peter remained faithful from that day forward. Should not we also remain faithful? Peter learned from his mistake. Should not we learn from our mistakes? Like Peter, we are all going to fail in our relationship with God sometime. Now, granted, as we get older and as being a Christian, we become stronger in our faith, become more willing to reject sinful things. But many times we might find ourselves tripping and falling. But do we get back up and, like Peter, repent and try our best to be faithful? What's important is to remember not to allow our failures to defeat us. Our relationship with God can only be restored through the blood of Jesus Christ. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. There's no other way. There's no other way to be faithful. There's no other way to reach heaven. It is through Jesus Christ and him crucified. In fact, Paul says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Are we in need of restoring our relationship with God? At one point, perhaps all of us have needed that restoration. Are we going to be like Peter and repent and be faithful there on out? The invitation is given. If you're here this evening and in need of prayer for whatever the reason, would you come as we stand and sing the song of invitation?
So I sing.